Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 82 and foggy early today under clear skies. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, 58. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly continues to work on legislative bills that were passed by the legislature during the session of 2024, with the latest bill being signed, including House Bill 2551, that would increase funding for water quality and quantity issues, along with workforce development and mental health needs across the state. KSNT News reports that according to the governor's signature, she says that one of the bills will provide $8.3 million to help promote financial aid and scholarships, along with adding $10 million to the state water plan fund and $4.5 million to mental health intervention, while finally approving the $26.5 million into a new building for a psychiatric hospital in the city of Wichita. In a statement from the governor, she said, quote, I am proud of the legislature's bipartisan work to ensure that we continue to make investments into our state water plan fund, strengthen our workforce, and make progress in addressing Kansans' mental health needs. This funding supports my administration's work to address critical infrastructure needs, grow the economy, and make Kansas the best place in the country to live, work, and raise a family.
Isn't it great when a food you crave is also good for you? Beef is undeniably delicious, but did you know there are 36 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, with 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce serving. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by...
You can always count on the unbeatable flavor of beef when the memories matter. This beef month, do what Kansans do best and gather around a mouthwatering steak, a juicy burger, or delicious brisket. Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for beef recipes that bring us together. Brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. KCK Farms, taking pride in practicing sustainable farming, breaking free from large meatpacking companies. With a new processing facility in Anthony, Kansas, we control the entire process from field to table. Cultivate your health and wellness with homegrown dry-aged beef from our fourth-generation Kansas farm. Ship weekly. Visit us at kckfarm.com.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Get your next beef recipe from beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially signed Senate Bill 387 in the state that would provide additional funding for K-12 education and makes expansions into programs that include special education in the state. As KSNC News reports, at $75.5 million in additional funding is set to now go towards expanding special education state aid, with additional funding going to $6.5 million for the new state general fund, $2.5 million from the American Rescue Plan Act, and $7.5 million collected from the 2023 school year. In a statement from Governor Kelly, she said, quote, fully funding special education benefits each and every student and shows that Kansans support and value our educators. I appreciate the legislature's willingness to collaborate in a bipartisan manner to secure this increased funding. This is only the first step, as we must continue increasing special education funding in future years to meet the state's obligations. Within the bill, it also helps fund near $5 million to help expand access to child care in the state. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen through the soil, but this year we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet each springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Always happy with your five-star customer service. Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer. Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A dispute as to land boundaries challenged by Nemaha Central USD 115 and Prairie Hills USD 113 will be considered by the Kansas State Board of Education at their June meeting, with formal presentation of the petition filed and general counsel recommendation, which was determined following a public hearing in March. The specifics will be published roughly 2 weeks ahead of a June meeting. A pilot program that seeks to make home ownership more affordable will be available for a limited time in Marshall County. The program is designed to be a catalyst for first-time home buyers, benefit employers in recruiting and retention, and attract alumni back to the area to work, start, or purchase a business, or retire. Eligible homes include existing ones, existing homes with planned or financed upgrades totaling $50,000 or greater, manufactured homes, including lot and infrastructure, or new construction. The program is available on a first-come, first-served basis for a limited time until funds run out or when the program ends December 31st. Get started with your local bank or go online to ncrpc.org/homeownership. Local banks and foundations are participating, providing funding for the program with the North Central Regional Planning Commission. Recent spring rains have increased stream flows, contributing to a rise in water levels at Tuttle Creek Lake. A recent level was 5 feet above pool level and comes after that was some 10 feet below pool level earlier this year. Outflows have also been raised in response to the recharge. U.S. 36 in Doniphan County may be reduced to one lane with intermittent ramp closures during construction beginning this week and continuing through early July, on a four-mile stretch west from the Missouri River Bridge at Elwood. Message boards will be in place directing traffic. Wymore and Blue Springs citywide garage sales are Friday and Saturday, May 17th and 18th, with maps available throughout the communities. Your news on your time. Podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available daily on our website at KeyNDYRadio.com and also our social media. Glenn J. Fox, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away May the 8th. Funeral service Saturday, May 18th, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Glenn Fox. Gloria A. Sheets, age 98, of Marysville, passed away April 8th. Graveside service Saturday, May 18th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gloria Sheets. Jacqueline J. Jackie Denner, age 72, passed away May the 10th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jackie Denner. Jim Leesburg, age 74, of Herkimer, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, north of Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Leesburg. Dale E. Feldhausen, age 75, of Manhattan, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, the Sedalia Community Church. Burial in the Sedalia Cemetery. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 7 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Dale Feldhausen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, California blend, and apricots. Monday's menu, ribs, potato wedges, sliced carrots and sauerkraut, and peaches. KUNY News time is 7:13.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and the mid 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms do become likely into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers are still possible into Monday, mixing with sunshine, and our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more rain possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still some scattered showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny and cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, and more rain may continue into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 55, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. It's 53 degrees with sunny skies this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 17th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This year, National Skilled Nursing Care Week embraces Radiant Memories, a tribute to the golden age of radio. Radiant Memories call to honor the enduring legacy of skilled nursing care centers, creating memories for their residents and staff. Skilled nursing centers and their staff show an incredible commitment to care this and every week of the year. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Career Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to care in a rural setting, Frankfort Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfort Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being. You'll be confident when you choose Frankfort Community Care Home. Join in celebrating all skilled nursing centers during this National Skilled Nursing Care Week.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The Nuggets went to Minneapolis looking to close out the T-Wolves in the NBA Western Semi. They ran off to a 9-2 lead early, but then the Wolves pounced.
Here's Anthony Edwards. Pulls for three. Got it! Minnesota on all cylinders, defense to offense.
On ESPN, that was part of a 27-2 first quarter run that blew the Nuggets out of the water. Momentum lasting the rest of the game. Minnesota ripping Denver 115-70 to force game 7 in Denver. Edwards on winning or going home.
I feel like as a competitor, it's like one of the best feelings in the world. I've never played a game 7 on the road, but all my playoff experiences on the road has been like super fun because nobody's on your side. So I can just imagine how this game will be and like the fans. So I'm super pumped for it. Like I'm super happy. I'm ready to play it.
Game 7 on Sunday. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Semis, game 6 in Raleigh. The Hurricanes took a 3-1 lead into the third period, looking to win their third straight and force a Game 7. But then the Rangers' Chris Kreider struck, scoring a natural hat trick all in the final period to spur the rally.
Rangers doubling it here. Rippen, they score! They score! The Rangers lead it 4-3!
On 98.7 ESPN New York, the Rangers would get an empty netter in the final minute, sealing a 5-3 win and a trip to the conference finals against the winner of the Bruins-Panthers semi, Florida up 3-2. Western semi, game 5, Oilers and Canucks in Vancouver tied at 2, entering the final minute of regulation. Winger JT Miller found himself on the right side of the net to put Vancouver ahead.
Bottom of the circle, centering pass, best of escape, rebound, they score!
The call on Sportsnet 650. Vancouver holds on for the 3-2 win, pushing Edmonton to the brink. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Marysville girls softball heads to state with a 1-0 win Thursday over top seed Sabetha and a 3-0 victory in the semifinals versus Riley County. MHS Monday took ACCHS to advance, and the Lady Bulldogs are 15-10 heading into the state tournament play at Topeka next Thursday and Friday. Pairings yet to be announced, with Key and DY covering the softball as well as Marysville boys baseball games for Manhattan next week. Valley Heights' debut softball season ended Thursday in a 5-2 loss to top seed Onega in the semifinals at Alma. Heights finishes 13-9, while Onega takes Mission Valley in the championship 3-2 and will advance.
Hi, this is Crystal with Sunflower Medical Clinic. I want to invite you and your child to participate in free sports physicals Saturday on June 8th and June 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please call us at 785-619-6078 and schedule your appointment today. We are located just off Broadway in downtown Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A negative close for the major indexes Thursday, but they drifted toward record levels during the sessions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly topped the 40,000 level for the first time. The indexes have charged higher despite high inflation, the effects of high interest rates,
and worries about a recession that hasn't happened. The Dow down 39 points, the S&P 500 down 11, the NASDAQ down 44. McDonald's plans to introduce a $5 meal deal in the U.S. next month to counter slowing sales. Walmart is reporting another quarter of strong results as its low prices pull in shoppers scouring for discounts, with inflation still higher than desired. The nation's largest retailer also offered an upbeat outlook, profits of over $5 billion, or 63 cents per share, and revenue rose 6%. Both were better than expected. Walmart said that its customers are buying more necessities while cutting back on discretionary spending. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to thank the men and women of the United States Armed Forces for their bravery and dedication shown every day while serving our nation and maintaining our freedom. From all of us at Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Leo's Jewelers raises the flag this Armed Forces Day to honor all the military men and women. These brave individuals protect America and have earned our heartfelt thanks. Leo's Jewelers in Beatrice, established in 1953, a tradition of excellence, offering the finest jewelry with service of the highest quality.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Good Friday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Techline report with Larry Stechline. Good morning, Larry.
Well, friends, a New Jersey woman fighting for her life received an incredible gift from a pig. She had a combination of heart and kidney failure that left her too sick to qualify for traditional transplants. Doctors at the NYU Health Clinic came up with a plan to implant a mechanical pump to keep her heart beating, and days later transplanted a kidney from a genetically modified pig. Unlike the prior experiments, both her heart and kidneys had failed. She's the first woman to receive a pig organ, the second known living recipient to receive a gene-edited pig kidney. She's also the first person to receive a pig thymus gland. Recovering well, took her first few steps. She told the Associated Press that she felt like it was worth taking a chance because if it didn't work for her, it might help the next person. More than 100,000 people, folks, are on the U.S. transplant list, most of them needing a kidney. And if this continues to work, it's a gene-edited pig kidney, so it's made so it doesn't prove to try to get rid of itself out of the human body. They say it's really working well for that. And that was the biggest reason they couldn't use it in the past, is because it wanted to separate itself from humans. In any event, that's the best news I can give you. By the way, DTN just gave me information that retail fertilizer prices still going up just about every month. So let's hope that stops. We got enough expenses on the farm. See you on the next Techline Report, everybody.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. With certain Kansas fish species presently spawning, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist reminds pond owners about proper pond management in ideal fishing times. Joe Gerken discusses the current bluegill spawning season. He says they serve as the main food source for most bass ponds.
When the water temperatures hit the high 60s or low 70 degrees, you'll start to see them spawn. And so that's right around now in Kansas, late April, early May is when we start to see the spawning. So if you go down to your pond and walk around the edge, you'll probably see some bluegill hanging out. And they make nests, which are these perfect little circles. They kind of look like crop circles in the pond. The males are making these nests and trying to get the ladyfish to come hang out with them. So you'll get to see that quite a bit this time of year. It's fun to see. Bluegill are really important in our ponds, and they tend to get overlooked, but bluegill are really the foundation in a lot of ways. So they're reproducing, they're making a lot of offspring throughout the year, and all of those offspring, one of their main goals is to serve as prey items for bass.
Gerken relays how pond owners can keep their ponds properly stocked through fishing.
We've been taught, a lot of people have been taught that catch and release is what we always want to do, but we have to remember that ponds are closed systems, right? And so if we're adding more mouths, we're adding more fish, we have to remember to take some of those out. And so the recommendation is actually more than people think. In order to make sure that we're not having too many fish in our pond, which can lead to stunted fish or unhealthy fish, we have to harvest some fish. And that recommendation for largemouth bass is about 20 to 25 pounds per acre per year. And so that can be a lot more fish than most people think about taking out of a pond. It is important when you're taking those fish out to try to take small or medium-sized fish out. If you catch a really big fish and really want to hang on to that, you can, but it's best for the pond if you let the big fish go and you keep the little ones to take home.
He explains why people should engage in fishing before spawning.
Fishing is great this time of year. You know, right before the spawn, the fish are trying to eat a lot, make sure they have a lot of nutrients. So that's when you can go out and you can catch a lot of fish. They're really active. They're really aggressive. And also the females have a bunch of eggs. Female fish get bigger than male fish. And so this is a great opportunity to go catch some of those big females that are full of eggs, and they can be really big. So the pre-spawn is a great time. Right after they spawn, they tend to be a little bit timid, worried more about protecting their babies than they are kind of going out and eating. So the pre-spawn's a great time to fish. Post-spawn, maybe not as much, but it'll be summer soon. There'll be more opportunities coming up.
That was Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist, on bluegills and pond management. He encourages Kansans to partake in pre-spawn fishing because of increased fish activity. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 53 degrees with sunshine. Highs warming into the 80s for the weekend. Middle 80s today, tomorrow, and into Sunday, Monday.
Fresh rain has an unmistakable fragrance, but where exactly does that smell come from? We investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 17th, the 138th day of the year. Boxer Sugar Ray Leonard celebrates a birthday, and the first Kentucky Derby was run on this day in 1875. What most of us recognize as a smell of rain is not really the rain at all, but chemicals in plants and soil that are being disturbed. Certain soil-dwelling bacteria secrete aromatic chemicals as they produce spores. When rain falls, the spores are kicked into the air, creating the fragrance we think of as the smell of rain. Certain plant oils also accumulate in rocks and soil, releasing a unique fragrance when it rains. Another fragrance we detect before a storm is the sharp smell of ozone, created by electrical disturbances in the atmosphere. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final weekend for regular season college baseball in the state of Kansas as the Jayhawks head on the road as they are in game number two tonight against the number 24 Texas Longhorns with the three-game series before wrapping up their regular season. First pitch tonight is set for 6:30. Their last series was at home in Lawrence against Houston, where they went 2-for-3 in the series, winning games number 2 and 3 with a 11-9 win and a 9-6 victory in the series. The Jayhawks are sitting 29-18 overall with conference play at 15-12 for the regular season. They also have a winning streak both at home and on the road. In Wildcat baseball, they're also in their final series of the regular season with game number 2 tonight against BYU. They are at home in Manhattan as well, with first pitch tonight at 6 p.m. before wrapping up tomorrow. They went 1-for-3 in their last three-game series last weekend against West Virginia, putting them at 29-21 for their overall season and 13-14 in conference play. At American Network Sports.
Marysville girls softball heads to state with a 1-0 win Thursday over top seed Sabetha and a 3-0 victory in the semifinals versus Riley County. MHS Monday took ACCHS to advance, and the Lady Bulldogs are 15-10, heading into the state tournament play at Topeka next Thursday and Friday. Pairings yet to be announced, with Key and DY covering the softball as well as Marysville boys baseball games for Manhattan next week. Valley Heights' debut softball season ended Thursday in a 5-2 loss to top seed Onega in the semifinals at Alma. Heights finishes 13-9, while Onega takes Mission Valley in the championship 3-2. And will advance.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the Meat Man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center recognizes Stroke Awareness Month and reminds patients if you experience any symptoms of a stroke, get help immediately. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Big Blue River Days on the Bricks in downtown Marysville, Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st. The fun begins Friday with the Main Street Cruise, 5 until 8, the Beer Mile Blind Draw Cornhole, and live bands with Live Circuit at 6, and the Mikey Needleman Band is back at 9. Saturday car show registration runs 8 until noon, the show from noon to 2. Kids Zone games and inflatables from 10 to 4 Saturday. Cornhole tourney and taste of barbecue at 2 with the Big Blue Parade at 2:30. And the Stolen Winnebago's live at 9. Full details online at BigBlueRiverDays.com.
KNDY.